The Ebola epidemic in West Africa has been a tragic event of late. It's taken the lives of nearly 6,000 people in 2014 alone. However, the fear of Ebola can seem to overshadow perhaps an even bigger ongoing threat to the African continent, HIV and AIDS. An estimated 1.2 million people died of AIDS in 2011, and nearly 5% of the population in sub-Saharan Africa are living with the disease. This past Monday, December 1st, marked the annual observance of World AIDS Day. This Thursday, a Columbus, Indiana group called Arts for AIDS is putting on an event called Songs and Stories of Life to raise both awareness and money for victims of HIV and AIDS in Africa and Haiti. WFIU's Mark Chilla got a chance to talk with one of the performers at this year's event, Bernard Woma.
This is Bernard Woma, and he's playing the djil, an ancient traditional mallet instrument from the Dagara people of his native Ghana.
This song is talking about I'm addicted to the djil. I can't stop playing the djil.
And as he describes it, it's an instrument he was born to play.
I was born with my thumb in between my forefinger and my middle finger. And that's the traditional grip of playing the instrument. It was a sign in traditional mythology or belief that when a child is born this way, they have a musical destiny.
The djil is the grandfather to the xylophone, marimba, really all mallet instruments. Woma's handmade djil, originally owned by his grandfather, is made of 14 rosewood keys, amplified by hollowed-out gourds. The djil's buzzing sound comes from an unusual source.
These buzzing sounds come from those white stuff you see on the gourds. These are holes we drilled through the gourds, and we cover the holes up with spider egg sacs.
Spider egg sacs. Although they're hard to come by in the U.S., so if they break, he replaces them with a white FedEx envelope and Elmer's glue. Today, at age 50, Woma spends part of his time in Ghana and part of his time in the U.S. He studied both African studies and ethnomusicology at Indiana University. Prior to his studies, he served as the music director of the National Dance Company of Ghana and has performed for President Bill Clinton, Queen Elizabeth, and Nelson Mandela. This year, he's one of the performers at Songs and Stories of Life, the event organized by the group Arts for AIDS in Columbus. The event will help raise awareness of the AIDS epidemic through music and storytelling. Woma's musical destiny and his commitment to community engagement makes him the perfect cultural ambassador for this kind of outreach event.
In Africa, it's a call to duty if you are a musician to use your musical skills to help communities, to perform social ceremonies. You have a respectable position in society.
Arts for AIDS is an organization comprised of people from Columbus, Indiana, who have all had personal experience working with AIDS relief groups in Africa and Haiti. As Judith Gillespie, a member of the planning committee, puts it, the organization initially stemmed from a realization of how few people in Columbus seem to be aware of the magnitude of the AIDS epidemic.
And that seemed important to try to help correct that some, so that people are aware that it's still very much an affliction that is present in this country and all over the world.
Gillespie and her fellow organizers at Arts for AIDS are committed to helping people learn about the epidemic. 3 years ago, when they were planning their first event, they decided art was the best medium to help raise that awareness. Bernard Woma has that same shared vision about his own art.
So my work seems to be tied to the goal of community engagement and also using music as a medium to create social awareness about the issues that bother us every day. And part of it is AIDS, poverty, and diseases around the world. How can we rally people together to create some awareness of some problems in our world? And by knowing what is going on, they are moved to help.
Woma will be performing the djil on Thursday with the Sakumu dance troupe out of Ghana as part of that effort to help. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.